CAAC Technology Group provides the computers, technology, and support for the studio and home office of the Tony Conley Morning Show. It's time for Tech Time with Linda Lynch of CAAC Technology Group. Linda is talking with us live from Dallas, Texas. Linda, how are you?
I'm great, Tony, and you?
I'm doing very well. What's going on in Dallas?
Well, I'm here for another one of my conferences, and today I'll be working with a disaster recovery expert. And expect to have my disaster recovery plan done by the end of the day.
All right. Well, I averted disaster as we took our personal computer into KI. And we like to brag about our partners when they do good work. And we had some slow problems with our computer, a lot of other problems, didn't have enough storage on there. So we took it in, and not only did they take care of me, Linda, but my phone got booked up with messages, and they kept trying, and they called me, and they got in contact, and they were nice, and they were friendly, and they worked their backsides off for us, and we appreciate that.
I'm glad to hear they did what I paid them to do.
I wanted to talk to you about a book you read. And it's titled Make a Difference, and it was by Dr. Larry Little. And I wanted you to tell me about that book, why you read it, and I'm going to ask you some of the things you got from it.
Well, I read it because the man who's organized the meetings I'm here for today recommended it as a book that we as leaders of our companies should read. And it's a quick, easy read that talks about personalities and how we're all different. And it does it, I mean, probably a lot of people listening have heard of things like the DISC profile, but how do you remember, you know, which letter you are? Make a Difference puts it in terms of animals. So you're a lion, a camel, a turtle, or a monkey. And that's really easy to remember. And I had everyone in our company take the survey. It's real quick and easy, 20 quick questions. And let me know which of the animals they scored as. And most of us don't score as, you know, we don't answer all 20 questions one way or the other, but some of us are very strongly one way or the other, and some of us are more even between a couple of them. It was very interesting to see. I'm a lion, as probably most entrepreneurs are going to score as a lion. But I have several other people who are camels, which is kind of opposite from what I am, and we have to allow for those differences and make sure we're not, as a lion, I have to make sure I'm not trampling on everyone else.
Yeah, there's the leading lion, the competent camel, the much-loved monkey, and the tranquil turtle, and for a business to be successful, you need all of those, don't you?
You do, because you need some balance. You know, my salesman, Tom, is a monkey. He's, you know, the one that when he's out in a networking event, he's meeting everyone and, you know, always finds someone new, and he's very outgoing and gregarious. My techs, a couple of them, are very strongly camels. They want to have all the steps for a process lined out before they start the process, and they don't like it when they're interrupted. So I have to be cognizant of that, and obviously that attention to detail is what makes some good technicians for me.
So what do you do to make sure that all are on the same page and all have their spaces and the functions of their type of personalities?
Well, I think, you know, the thing that I do as a leader is I need to remember that their personality styles are very different than mine. And if I'm going to one of those technicians and asking them a question or asking them to do something, I need to kind of ask permission. I can't just, you know, walk up to them and say, I need you to do blah, 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 and walk away. You know, I have to come in and say, you know, when you get a chance, could you do this for me? And I get a much different reception when I ask in that way. Most of the time they'll do it for me right away, but if I just walk in and demand something and walk out, it's likely to, you know, be ignored or not given the priority when I acknowledge that they're different than I am.
Well, Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology Group. You've been listening to Tech Time. Thanks so much, Linda.
You're welcome, Tony.
Have a safe trip.
Thanks.